Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. By way of introduction, any water that was cooked or heated up on Shabbos is not allowed to be used on Shabbos. So Maisa, there was a story, She'asu Anshei Tveria, the people of Tveria, the Heviu Silon Shel Tzonein L'toch Ama Shel Chamin. There was a pipe of cold water that ran through a canal of hot springs. The water got cooked up because it ran through the hot springs. So the Chachamim said to the people in Tveria, Amar Lahem Chachamim, Im b'Shabbos, if you did this on Shabbos, Kechamen Shehu Chamu b'Shabbos, then the water in that pipe is considered like water that was heated up on Shabbos. Asur in Berachitza u'b'Shtiyah. And it is usher to use it either to drink with or to bathe with. B'Yom Tov, but if you ran that cold water through the hot springs on Yom Tov, Kechamen Shehu Chamu b'Yom Tov, then it takes on the halachos of water that was cooked up on Yom Tov. Asurim berachitza, you may not wash with water that was cooked up on Yom Tov. However, because of ochel nefesh, mutarim b'shtia, you can drink water that was cooked up on Yom Tov. Mulyar hagarav, the Mishnah goes on to say that a malarium, which is a type of vessel that holds hot coals in order to heat up food, a mulyar that was cleared of its coals, shosin himenu b'shabbos, water that was in that mulyar on Shabbos can be drunk, because a mulyar only retains the heat of the coals. It doesn't add any more heat. So when the coals are taken out, the water inside of it can be drunk. It wasn't heated up on Shabbos. And in Tichi, however, the Mishnah goes on to say, and in Tichi, afal pishag rufa, even though it is cleared of its coals, and in Tichi has certain qualities that it not only retains heat, it produces more heat, even when the coals are taken out, we may not drink from the water that was heated up inside the Atichi on Shabbos. Mishnah Hey. Just by way of introduction, Kli Sheni and Kli Rishon. If someone has a kettle of hot water cooking on fire, and he removes that kettle from the fire, the kettle is considered a Kli Rishon. It is on the first step of the cooking process of that water. Even when it's removed from the fire, if it is at the temperature of Yad Seledes Bo, a Kli Rishon has the qualities of being able to cook anything that is placed into it. However, if you take the water from that kettle and pour it into a cup, the cup is now a Kli Sheni. The Kli Sheni doesn't have enough power to cook what is put into it. So the Mishnah says, Hameicham Shepinuha, a kettle that was removed from the fire and which is still at the temperature of Yad Seledes Bo, Lo yitin lesochot sonein, you cannot put cold water into it, b'shvil sheyechamu, because the Kli Rishon will be able to heat up that water, and you cannot heat up water on Shabbos. Avon nosein hu letocho, however, what you can do is put a tremendous amount of cold water into that kettle, so that the kettle will not have enough water to heat up that a large amount of water. Or what you can do is letoch hakos kedilaf rishon. Or you can take the contents of the kettle, put it into a second kos, that kos will be a Kli Sheni, and you can put water into that one in order to make it lukewarm. Ha'ilfas, a sealed pot, v'hakadera, or an ordinary pot, shehev yura mirtachin, which were removed from the fire while boiling, yadsa lettuce. Lo yitin latochen tevalin, you should not put spices into it, lest the spices become cooked. But what you can do, avol nosein hu latoch hakara, o latoch hatamchoi, take the contents of the pot, the water, put it into either a ka'ara or a bowl or a tureen, and put the spices into there. The tureen, the bowl, is a Kli Sheni, and will not cook up the tevel on the spices. Rabbi Yehuda says, La kol hu nosein. Spices can even be put into a Kli Rishon that was removed from the fire, because a Kli Rishon removed from the fire, according to Rabbi Yehuda, cannot boil up or cook spices. Chutz midavar sheyesh b'chomis vitzir. Rabbi Yehuda says that something that has vinegar or brine is a sharp substance, and that can cause spices to cook in a Kli Rishon. So if the kettle, the pot, was filled with boiling chometz, vinegar or tzir or brine, you cannot put, according to Rabbi Yehuda, spices into that Kli Rishon.